Okay, let's start our travels through Trei Asar. This is the introductory shiur to Trei Asar, this year's project, as we get into the last section of Nevi'im. Nevi'im Achronim, we've had this chus over the past couple of years of learning Navi together, and we start Trei Asar now. Before we get to Hosea, the first of the Trei Asar, we start off with an introduction to Nevi'im in general and Trei Asar specifically. We know Nevuah is one of the Kari Ha'emun, the Rambam tells us, out of the 13 principles of faith. Number 5 is that we have to serve him and no one else. And right after that, number 6, Yisod HaShishi, is that with the fact that we have to serve him, there is no human being that we serve, there's no other being that we serve, but we do recognize the connection of man and God. Hayisod HaShishi Nevuah, V'hu Ladas Shezeh HaMin HaEnoshi, says the Rambam, Yesh Sheyimsu Bo Ishim Ba'alei Kishronos Mefutachim Me'od. There are those that have been very spiritually developed. V'shleimus Gadola, they've reached perfection. V'tischoni Nafsha Masha Mekabela Suras HaSeichel. And they connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yischaber Oso HaSeichel HaEnoshi B'Seichel HaPoel. V'yatza Aleim Yimenu Atzilu Shefa. Elu Hein HaNevi'im. V'zuhi HaNevuah V'zeu Inyana. And belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with man in the form of Nevuah is one of the Ikarei Hu'amuna. So what exactly is a Navi? Who is a Navi and what is Nevuah? So the Rambam tells us specifically, more specifically, he just mentioned it there, but we can mention it again in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, that Nevuah seems to be a natural progression of events. When a person perfects themselves to be able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, Kshikanis Lapardis V'imshach Me'osan Ha'inyanos HaGdol HaMarachokim V'tiel Odas Tachoni, perfects his intellect, lahavinu lahasig, v'umiskadesh v'holech, and he sanctifies himself, uporesh midarkei klal ha'am, hahochim b'machshake azman, and he goes away from the people who walk in darkness, v'holech u'mezarez atzmo, u'malameh nafsho, and he teaches himself, and he mezarez himself, shalotia lo machshava klal, and he doesn't think about anything else except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daito tamid pinuya l'mala kshura tachas hakisei l'havin ba'osan hatsuros hakadoshes v'tahoros. That's all. So said the Rambam, miyad ruach hakodesh shor alav. Immediately, when a person perfects themselves and has spiritual meditation, so immediately the Ruach HaKodesh will be shorah on him. Ubeisha tenuach alav haruach, tis'ariv nafsho b'malas ha-malachim, ha-nikroim ishin, v'yehafeich le'ish acher. He will become a different person. By Shaul, he quotes the pasuk. V'yavin b'daito she'eino kamo shaya. He will have self-recognition that he's not the same person that he was. Edelishnis ale amaylo sharbani adam ba'achachamim kosher nemar b'Shaul v'isnabisa imam v'nehafachta le'ish acher. So this is what Nevuah is. And yet, if you look in the Gemara, we know the Gemara Minsach Megillah tells us there are only 55 people in history who are called Nevi'im. 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. So what do you mean? The Psukim talk about hundreds of people, that thousands of people throughout history that had this connection. And it sounds like for the Rambam that it could be natural. So what's the difference? So all the Mefarshim explain, Chassam Sofer writes in Eben Ezer, Beis Mem, that there are Nevi'im and there are Nevi'im. Meaning, earlier, a Navi was anybody who reached this process that the Rambam describes. But now, post the world of Shmuel HaNavi, really, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that was the cutoff point. A Navi is someone, or a Nevi'ah, someone who is sent, not only who has the communication with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but they have a message to deliver to Am Yisrael. That's what a Navi or a Nevi'ah means, Bezman HaZeh. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Gemara Megillah tells us on Daf Gimel that Daniel wasn't a Navi. He wasn't a Navi, he communicated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? He wasn't a Navi. Says the Chassam Sofer, Dekol she'eino mishulach l'rabim, hagam shehu chozeh. Even though he is a seer, he has these visions, lo yituar Navi, he is not described as a Navi, because he is not mishulach l'rabim. So that is a Navi. A Navi is a mishulach l'rabim. What's the difference then between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Right, Ksuvim are also, right, Esther was a Nevi'ah. But what about all the books of Ksuvim that were put into the Tanakh? What about Eob? What about, well, the Megillos? What is the message? That we mentioned in the past, but again, every time we start a new section, it's important to mention again. The thought, Rav Shechter writes about this in Ikveh Hatzon, in Simen Chav Gimel, based on the Gemara Meseches Megillah on Dav Zayin. The Gemara Megillah tells us there, Ksov Zosi Karan Basefer. The Gemara there is trying to find a Makar. How do you know that Esther could be in Tanakh? So we have to find a Makar that Amalek is discussed 3 times. Zos, Zikaron Basefer. Zos is in the Torah, a reference to the Torah. Zikaron is a reference to Navi. Basefer is a reference to Ksuvim. And that's why in Parshas Beshalach, and in Sefer Shmuel, and in Megillas Esther, those are the three places where Beshalach and Kisetze, let's say, that's where Amalek is described. But then he goes into, beautifully, why is each word appropriate to Darshan Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim? Zos, Ksuv, Zos, Zikaron. Zos is like the word Zeh. You could point to that. Chazal always say that whenever it says the word Zeh, it means that you could point to B'neinu Zeh, Sorer Moreh. The parents point. The Chodesh is Zeh Lachem, we point to the moon. V'Zeh Masa HaMenorah, we point to the menorah. Zeh always represents clarity of vision, and that's Moshe. And that's Torah's Moshe. Zichur Torah's Moshe. Avdi Moshe Rabbeinu had the Bechina of Zeh, as Rashi quotes the beginning of Parshas Matos, and that's why Zos is Torah. Zikaron is Nevi'im. Why Zikaron? In the Torah, whenever it says the word Zachor, it means Lahazkir. Not just to remember, but remember by mentioning. Zacharis Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho, Lahazkir, to make Kiddush. Zacharis Asher HaSalacha Amalek, you have to be mazkir it. Zachor is always through lahazkir. So when it says zachor, means lahazkir, to mention, to say over. Nevuah, sefer Nevi'im, those were messages that were given to the Nevi'im in order to say over to the people. Ksuvim, it was messages to say over to Am Yisrael, but not really to say over through text. To write it down, and through the writing, through the svarim, it will be given over to Am Yisrael. It was nitan liyikasev. And that's what he quotes from Reb Chaim. From the word Niv Svatayim. Mashenkim Sifrei Ksuvim Shlo Nitnu Milachadchila Lehamar Klal El Shnitnu Liikasev Vashabegal Kei Nigram Heim B'Shem Ksuvim. And that's the Basefer, and that's Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So this last section that we're dealing with is the last section of Nevuah that was given over to be able to say. Again, it doesn't mean that anything is new here. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that the Gemara in Brachas tells us that what was given at Har Sinai, the Gemara Darshins, everything, the Mikra, Mishnah, even Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What does that mean? It didn't happen yet. How can Nevi'im and Ksuvim be given over at Har Sinai? Answers the answers of Yaakov, because the messages of the Miksuvim were given over at Har Sinai. That's what the Gemara says. If we wouldn't have sinned, we would just have the Torah and Sefer Yoshua. Wouldn't need anything else, because all the messages were there. Rabbi Yaakov in the Hakdama compares Brises and Mishnah to Nach and Torah. Just like the secret of Brises are found in the Mishnayos, so do the secret of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are really found in the Torah. He goes to Gemara in Tainus on the Tes. Ein davar sheino ramuz batorah, says Rabbi Yaakov. Shum matzav sheino kasupa. Shum sheila sheino nefteresba. And then when Purim, the Gemara says, Hama Minatorah Minayin, Esther Minatorah Minayin, everything is Ramuz in the Torah, all of Nevi'im and Ksuvim are really just an expansion of the Torah, because we didn't get the message explicitly, so we needed to have it a little clearer. That's general Nevuah. But now we get to Trei Asar, which are translated into English usually as the Minor Prophets, which is a terrible translation. There's nothing minor about these prophets. Minor usually has a negative, smaller. It's only minor in quantity. Right? They're small. That's why the Gemara says in Basra and Daf Yudalid that they're, even though the Nevi'im of Trei Asar didn't all live at the same time, most of them lived during Bayis Rishon. 9 out of 12 lived during Bayis Rishon at the same time as Yishayo, Yirmiyo, Yechezkel. Some of them were earlier than Yishayo, and Yirmiyo and Yechezkel both lived Bizman HaChorban. Most of these prophets, most of these Nevi'im lived earlier. But they're put together so they don't get lost. They were written in scrolls. Chagai. There's only 2 prakim. Ovadi's only 1 parak. It can get lost unless it's only one. So he put it all together. That's what the Gemara says in Baal Basra Daf Yud Dalet Ameves. Gemara says, Hoshea was very early. So why was Hoshea written with all the later prophets? V'lichtavu l'chudei l'chudei I did the Zutar Mirkas. Because it's smaller, then it would get lost. And that's why we put it together. Even though Hoshea was early, Hoshea was at the time of Yishayo and Amos and Micha, they were all earlier. Good. Why are they part of Nevi'im Achronim then, if they lived at the time of the Malachim? So we might have mentioned this before, but why are Yishayo lived much 150 years before the Korban? Right, so why is he part of Nevi'im Achronim? Because there's a difference in style. Nevi'im Achronim are all about just Nevuah. There's no storyline. They mention stories, but the context of Nevi'im Rishonim is a story, and you have different Nevuahs and Tochacha in the story. But when it comes to Nevi'im Achronim, it's all Tochacha. It's all messages, and that's the content of Trei Asar, and that's why they are in Nevi'im Achronim, just like Yishayahu Yirmiyahu and Yechezkel. Also a siman of Nevi'im Achronim is the general tochacha, not just if you do Avodah Zarah, you're going to get punished, but the long-term punishment, national level, galus and churban, that was not mentioned early on in the days of David HaMelech and earlier, but it's, or I didn't say for Shoftim, but in the Nevi'im Achronim, this was the beginning of the end. Beginning of the end, Bnei Yisrael started into a spiral downward, which will lead to churban Beis HaMikdash. Good. We know the last three of this set, Chagai, Zachariah, Malachi, the last three, lived at the times of Bayis, the beginning of Bayis Sheni. They were the part of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. And they took a lot of steps, Likrat, coming towards the long gullus that we still find ourselves in. They canonized Tanakh. They compiled Tefillah because they took a lot of action because they knew what Klal Yisrael needs before they go into gullus. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, beginning of Tefillah. Why dafka now? Kivan shegali Yisrael b'mei Nebuchadnezzar harasha nisarvu b'paras v'yavad v'shar ha'umos v'nodol l'embanim b'artos ha'goyim v'osan abanim nisbabal esfasam. Nobody knew how to talk. Nobody knew how to articulate. Everybody spoke a little Hebrew, English, Yiddish, to use today's parlance, a little Yinglish, a little. Nobody could speak. Nobody knows how to talk. Nobody could write full sentences. And you can't daven like that. And nobody knew how to daven properly and ask Hashem. So therefore, they came together and made the text of the tefillah. Kadeshi aruchos b'fiakol. And that's how we made it. But Chazal also knew at that time, not just Anshei Knesset HaGedola knew, that this was getting into the time period of the long galus, and they need to take precautions to be able to put into place certain activities and behaviors that would save and preserve the essence of Klal Yisrael. We've mentioned a number of times in the past Rav Soloveitchik's comment about tefillah being substitute of nevuah. They knew they were the last Nevi'im. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi knew that they were going to be the last Nevi'im. So explains Rav Soloveitchik beautifully in Ish HaEmunah, page 34, they, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, could not fathom or accept the reality that there would be no communication between man and Hashem. And if Nevuah would stop, they had to come up with a different way. Nevuah and Tefillah are two sides of the same coin. It's a conversation between man and Hashem. It's just that by Nevuah, Hashem talks to man, and man is listening. And by Tefillah, man's talking, and Hashem is listening. But it's still a hemshech of the same coin. And if we believe in the animamin of Nevuah, we believe in the animamin of Tefillah, says Reb Soloveitchik. Klal shel davar, Tefillah v'Nevuah hein shtei hagdaros nirdafos ledusiach hanose ofi shel bris beinu Elokim v'Adam. Achein kihilas ha'tefillah nolda ba'usa shel mamish kishkihilas ha'nevuah higia l'kitza. Because kihilas ha'tefillah ba'al olam haruch shel yudiyah kadum lo emiras kihilas ha'nevuah ela hinsicha ota. It didn't reject prophecy, it eternalized it. Ha'tefillah hi hemshach shel ha'nevuah v'ha'aguda shel mispalim. The only difference is the direction, but really it is the same idea. And therefore they say we have to have tefillah, and that's also why they formalized it. And really everything that they said, beginning of Perkei Avos, right, what Anshei Knesset HaGedola said, three things, each of those are definitional for what Am Yisrael needed, right? Asu siyag laTorah. That was needed in order to help Klal Yisrael survive. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. Have a lot of Talmidim, because you have to spread the Torah. You have to make sure that it is strong and it continues throughout the Galus. Right? If you look at the Yachal Yisrael, Rabbi Lau, on Perkei Avos. Mataratzam Hai, Shagamba Ace, Tispad Avodas Beis HaMikdash. Even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yipazik Chalila HaKesher Beina Shal Yachidim Abori. They had to figure out a way to keep the Kesher going, and that's why they made all of these laws. Hamam Rishol Shadvar Mitunim Badin discusses how that is relevant, but they knew that this is what was needed. Right? Even at that time, Rebbe Kamenetsky discusses in Parshas Bo, they knew it was a temporary Mikdash. When Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi came back to Yerushalayim, and they built Bayis Sheni, they knew that it was temporary. After all, they were missing an Aron Kodesh. but you could have a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron. They had it for 420 years, but they knew it was temporary. And we mentioned this in the past. Why did they keep the Persian months, the names, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan? Why did they write Talmud Yerushalmi in Aramaic? In Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan. Right, why is this? Says the Ramban, points out that they kept the Persian names. Because, says Rabbi Yaakov, Parshas Bo, Yadu ki lo zeha binyan asher yamo l'olamim. They knew this was not the permanent return. Ve'ein chazarasam la'eretz Yisrael b'tkufa zu agul ha'shleima. Daitamaya, this was a little chizik, punch in the arm, in order to help us survive over the next thousands of years, in order to keep us strong. And therefore, the Rabbanan, Chazal at that time, kept certain behaviors and kept certain names and language in order for us to know that this was not permanent. And that's why he even says why Yechezkel was Nitztava on Bayis Shlishi even before Chagai was Nitztava on Bayis Sheni. Why? To prove, because Nevoas Yechezkel, he says, that's really the ultimate goal, and they knew that, but it was just that they couldn't do that. They weren't Zocha to be on that level. The Gemara in Baba Basra says, what the day miyom shachar beis hamigdash nitzla nevuah min hanaviyim v'nitna l'chachamim. On the day that the beis hamigdash was destroyed, nevuah was taken away, obviously destroyed by Rishon, it was a hemshach a couple years later, chagas achari balachi, and it was given to the chachamim. So all the Rishonim ask, the chachamim don't have nevuah? What does that mean? It means that there is connection. Right? The Ramban has a beautiful lush, and the Ramban there in Baba Basra, on Daf Yud Beis, the Ramban says, Hachi kamar, avo bisha nitla nevuas hanavim, shehu hamare vahachazon, nevuas hachachamim, shehi bederach hachachma, lo nitla elo yodim haemes baruch hakodesh, shebekirbam. Where the Ramban says there's something called nevuas nevim and something called nevuas hachachamim. There's different types. What's nevuah? The connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Hashem keeps talking to us, just in a different form. It's not clarity with a vision to say over. But the Chachamim have special Siyata D'Shmaya. We know that there are many sources that Chazal have special Siyata D'Shmaya, and any Posek or Moshe Feinstein talks about this in his Akdama to the Igris Moshe, that there's a special type of Siyata D'Shmaya given to every Chacham Shebador, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmul Bedoro, and that's a Bechina of Nevuah. Obviously, it's not Nevuah, but it's an element related to Nevuah, and that's what the Gemara says, that Hashem promises Lo Aman Yisrael. He's never going to leave us permanently, and even though Nevuah left, and we're going to learn about the last Nevi'im, but still, it's all connected, and Hashem will never leave us. Remember, the first Pasuk and the last Pasuk in Navi connects back to the Torah. The last Pasuk in Navi, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Zechariah tells us, as we'll learn, Be'ez Hashem, remember Toras Moshe. Toras Moshe Avdi. Right? This is the this is what we remember. So even though we have all of these Nevi'im that we're going to talk about, who all lived through spiritual declines, but still, this is all connected in a hemshach to the Torah, and Hashem promises, as the Nevi'im tell us, even though there's going to be Churban, and they prophesize about it, Hashem will never leave us. The Gemara tells us, just to finish off with, the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei, talks about, Me'emasai Tamas Chus Avos. Certain time in history, we lost Chus Avos, right, that which ultimately led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean, that we lost Chus Avos? So the Gemara has three different possibilities. When did we lose Chus Avos? The first one, Amar Rav, Mimos Hoshea ben Be'eri. Time of Hoshea, the first of the Treasar. Already time of the Treasar, that was already a downward spiral. Tosus calls Rabbeinu Tam, there's a difference between Chus Avos and Bris Avos. So Chus Avos might be something personal, Bris Avos might be something national, some Achronim say. Got to figure out what that means. Chus Avos versus Bris Avos. But there was something that we're ready. In the times of Hoshea, times of Yeshayo, they lived at the same time, there was something that was already lost, it was already heading towards Churban. So again, we discussed over the past 3 years, Yechezkel, and Yirmiyo, and Yeshayo, going backwards in order, we've had a lot of Churban discussions, we're going to continue that this year. Right? This year is also about that, but again, every Navi has its own unique message. Again, a number of them are Haftorahs, as we will mention throughout. But again, it's a schus to be able to learn these svarim that many don't often get to learn. But remember, we won't call them the minor prophets. We'll just call them the treyasar, the 12. The 12 that the Gemara calls them. And B'ez Hashem, next time we will start with Sefer Hoshea.